You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
How to Stop Your Smart TV from Spying on You by Brian Barrett. This week, Vizio, which makes popular high-quality affordable TV sets, agreed to pay a $2.2 million fine to the FTC. As it turns out, those same TVs were also busily tracking what their owners were watching and shuttling that data back to the company's servers, where it would be sold to eager advertisers. That's every bit as gross as it sounds, but Vizio's offense was one of a degree, not of kind. While other smart TV platforms don't sell your viewing data at the IP level to the highest bidder without consent, like Vizio did, many do track your habits on at least some level. And even the companies that have moved on from ACR, like LG when it embraced WebOS, have older models that liberally snoop. But good news, there are ways to keep your smart TV from the prying eyes of the company that made it. In fact, there's one absurdly easy way that will work for any television you can buy. Let's start there. The single most foolproof way to keep an internet-connected TV from sending data to far-flung ad tech servers around the globe? Disconnect it from the internet. And honestly, you should be doing that anyway. Think about what you're really getting from the smart part of your high-tech television. A shoddy interface? Voice commands that work half the time if you're lucky? A few bonus ads popping up in unexpected places? No, thank you. Go to Settings, find the Wi-Fi on-off toggle, and shut it down. That doesn't mean you have to live a Netflix-free life, but you should very much opt for a streaming box or dongle for your televised internet interests. They're more user-friendly, often more feature-packed, and while some still track your viewing habits pretty aggressively, looking at you, Roku, they at least give you a little more control, or at the very least act the way you'd expect them to. Apple TV, for instance, hardly tracks you at all, as is in keeping with Apple's stance on privacy generally. Chromecast and Android TV are both Google products, which, well, let's just say they're subject to the same privacy agreement you sign away for all of your Google needs. The one arguable exception here? TV sets that have absorbed traditional streaming box platforms like Roku TVs from TCL and Hisense or Sony's Android TV models. On these, the experience, including the privacy strengths and weaknesses, are practically identical to what you'd get out of a separate set-top box anyway. If you insist on keeping your smart TV hooked up to the big bad internet regardless, here's a quick primer on how to limit what it tracks by brand. Vizio. The good news about the Vizio settlement, if you happen to have one of the 11 million data-collecting sets they sold over the last few years, is that the company has to delete all of the data it collected prior to March 1, 2016. Vizio also says that the setting has been disabled on all of its TVs with the Vizio Internet Apps platform, but just in case, here's how to cut it off yourself. From your TV's menu option, head to System. Select Reset and Admin, choose Smart Interactivity, and hit the right arrow to toggle over to Off. Newer Vizio sets use SmartCast, which is basically a built-in Chromecast, meaning they're not afflicted with ACR. Google will still collect some data, though. LG. The good news, according to Consumer Reports, is that LG's current line of webOS sets doesn't automatically collect your data. The bad news is that LG's older sets, well, do. If you have one of those Live Plus models, go to Options, then Live Plus, and switch it off. Samsung. Samsung does ask for your consent to track your viewing behavior when you first turn it on, so hopefully you decline that at the time if that bugs you. If instead, in your haste to set up your shiny new big screen before the Castle series finale, you opted in, it's still not too late for you. Head to the Smart Hub menu, then to Terms and Policy. Choose Sync Plus and Marketing and disable it. While you're in there, you may also want to deactivate voice recognition services. In 2015, Samsung TVs were found to be listening to literally everything within earshot. The company has since amended its voice recognition to listen only when spoken to specifically, but, you know, still. Sony. The bulk of high-end Sony TVs today use Android TV, which means you're subject to Google's data collection practices. Sony itself can also collect data through audio recognition, but the company offers a clear-eyed privacy terms and conditions screen when you first use it, and it's easy to opt out then. That should about do it. It's important to remember that practically any device that's connected to the internet will probably track you in some way or another. But having even a little control over who and how matters. How many episodes of The Bachelor you've watched this season is nobody's business, especially not an advertiser's.